Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so the Twitch crowd's making fun of me today, and understandably so. For what I had for lunch.
They make funny every day.
Yeah, so that's a good point. The people that watch the show on Twitch bet every day on what I'm having for lunch. And I've been gone for a while. So I'm speculating there's some enthusiasm about this, and boy, did I disappoint. We got back from vacation last night and have yet to be to the grocery store. So for lunch today, I had sliced apples and dry roasted peanuts.
Yay.
I know.
What time did you get in last night?
It was almost 9.
Did you grab dinner on the way home?
No, we had right before we got on our last flight. So we had dinner at like 6 o'clock.
Didn't stop at the Chick-fil-A in the airport and grab a bunch of stuff to go?
No, I was surprised the kids didn't ask, but I think they're pretty full. So, long story short, it's a pathetic
It's a missed lunch. Opportunity is what it is.
It is a missed opportunity, but...
After a long week, they just want to get the hell home.
There's a little bit of that. I had to get in a shower.
Yeah, no, you need to be decontaminated. Doug Silkwood.
Yeah. People have asked, and yes, we masked up for the whole flight. I had a mask on with a kid.
We should have worn a full body condom.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Gone all Frank Drebin.
Not good. Not good at all, but glad to be back. 248-539-9797.
I can't believe the kid sneezed all over you. The other kid's crying, and the parents don't say boo the whole time.
No.
That's
Ken,
that's
you've got
brutal.
Two small young kids.
Probably similar in age.
Yeah.
Have you ever
been parent of screaming baby on a plane?
My kids were pretty good. This last flight we flew to Vegas, which is basically cross country. The youngest was she was pretty good. We actually picked our seats, right? We're like, hey, let's get in the back of the plane, buy a bathroom. We don't want to be those people that annoys everyone on a plane. You know, yep. We'll do everything we possibly can, right?
Yep.
And then I noticed around me a lot of other kids. So a lot of other families did the same thing. And one mom turned to me as soon as we were, you know, we had put our luggage up top and just got buckled in and said, we're in this together. And so it was like a little village back there. And my kids were okay. The one lady, she had three kids by herself and one was going berserk the whole time. But I think she had the sympathy of most of us.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you just don't want to be those people. But if something does happen with my kids, I will apologize for sure. I'm going to acknowledge the fact that
I would too.
This is going on. Like, oh my God, my kid sneezed on you. I'm sorry, man. You might want to go get tested.
Suffice it to say,
you might have diarrhea later on. I'm just saying. You don't want to watch that.
Screaming baby on a plane. I think most people are sympathetic, and I think most parents apologize to everybody around them. I didn't hear a whole lot of that. There was certainly no apology when the kid sneezed on me.
I'll tell you what, I'm not running off the plane trying to get, you know, 20 spots ahead.
Well, here's
either,
what
though.
Was clear, too, is they weren't running off the plane because they were trying to catch a connection.
But which is better, you think? If you have a section, like, in the back of the plane for families, so all the kids are in one section, or is it better to have the kids spread out? Because if you have all the kids in one section, kids see kids and they start to try to communicate with the kids. Next thing you know, it's romper room back there, right? And the whole plane has to suffer through it. If they're sporadically placed, you run the risk that some kid's going to throw a tantrum at some point. But
it's like a landmine. You don't know which one's going to go off.
I'm not, I'm not sure which is best. Like, and the initial thought of having a kids section or family section sounds great to me, and yet I'm not sure if that is the greatest thing, unless there's some way to, you know, you have soundproofed levels. Like, hey, the last six rows are dedicated to family, and then you have like a barrier, and there's soundproofed, and then the rest of the plane, you know, deals with it. Like, it's like there's first class and there's family class. And not that they're bad seats. It's just it's the rear of the plane. You specifically have the kids all in one area.
The way we board and get off planes seems amazingly inefficient. Right? I mean, was it Southwest that for a while did window seats first? You go window seats first, middle seats, and then aisle seats, which was way faster.
Yeah.
But you were breaking up parties as they boarded planes. But before we get too far sidetracked, back, interesting flight. Happy to be home. With that said, Gator, I saw the early roster projections. This comes out like after every. And the Lions cut three players yesterday, and they're cutting two more today at some point. I haven't seen any reporting done on that. Look, the three players that they cut, I'm pretty sure nobody would know any of their names.
That's correct.
But I should give them to remiss and didn't write them down, but I make note of who they were. But doesn't sound like anybody had any high hopes for. With that said, two more cuts coming today, and generally the first round of cuts, which is only five players, includes nobody of interest. But I was working my way through Justin Rogers of the Detroit News, his 53-man roster. So who is in? Who has work to do? At quarterback, how surprising is it that Tim Boyle falls into the work-to-do category?
I don't think it's that surprising. I think both of those quarterbacks are of equal talent. So whoever, I mean, I think Blau played a little bit better than Boyle did in the first preseason game, so that's why it says that.
And apparently it's been going on in training camp as well. Yeah. I think it's surprising to 6 months ago, Duggan Scott. I don't think it's surprising to today, Duggan Scott, because it feels like Blau, the reports are that Blau was outplaying him in practice. And now that we've seen it in a game, it validates that reporting. So putting Blau in the work to do, or Boyle rather, in the work to do category isn't a huge surprise. So there's that. The running back position, guys that are in, there's four of them. DeAndre Swift, Jamal Williams, Craig Reynolds, and Jason Kabinda. Work to do, Godwin Igwebuike, Jamar Jefferson, and Justin Jackson. So Jamar Jefferson, player out of Oregon State, seventh-round pick or sixth-round pick or whatever he was. Are we a little surprised at that, or is he just still a practice squad candidate, strong practice squad candidate?
I think at this point it's probably that. I mean, they've got their top two for sure, and it looks like Craig Reynolds is outplayed to be the third string running back. You're going to include the fullback, Kabinda, who may or may not start the season on the pup list.
He might.
So you got to keep an eye out for that. And if he does that create another opportunity where you say, okay, Devin Funchess, now you've got an opportunity to be an H-back or tight end or whatever, but just to have a roster spot, would you sacrifice the fullback to add another tight end? Because I haven't seen this, but I'm guessing he's probably on that the chopping block there as well. So I'm not terribly surprised by it. There's some talented running backs that they have. They're deep there. Igwebuike has a role in special teams, so maybe he stays on the team. Jefferson as a runner, I mean, I don't think he had a terribly impressive game
Nine carries, 19 yards, but wasn't running behind the first team offensive line either.
Yeah, and nobody was aside from the top two running backs.
Yeah,
because it was only 10 plays.
Wide receiver, the guys that are in, seven of them. Amon-Ra St. Brown, DJ Chark, Josh Reynolds, Khalif Raymond, Quintez Cephas, Trinity Benson, and Tom Kennedy. Work to do. A pup list, Jamison Williams. Work to do, Khalil Pimpleton, Josh Johnson, Maurice Alexander.
No surprise there. Guess the surprise would be that they might keep seven receivers. Yeah. That could be the surprise. You know, Trinity Benson is a name we've heard of in training camp that seems to be turning heads. Mm-hmm. Didn't do much in the game on Friday and didn't do much for the team last year. But he's a guy that gave up, a fifth-round pick to acquire. So you're hoping there's something there. Everybody raves about his speed. Will we see it?
Tight ends. They keep three. TJ Hockenson, Brock Wright, James Mitchell. Work to do. Devin Funchess. I think that Garrett Griffin was one of their cuts. And maybe Nolan Given. Are those two? I think those two were cut.
I think both of those guys were cut.
And then Derek Deese Jr. and Shane Zylstra.
So apparently Funchess got some reps with the ones in practice.
Had a good practice yesterday.
So that bodes well. He's a big target. Caught the touchdown in the preseason game. I'm kind of rooting for him. I like him in the red zone specifically. I think he's an asset. He's got something else to prove. You know, taking some time away from football. Is he healed up? Is he ready to go? You know, adding on more muscle, and can he play tight end? Does he need to block, or is he just going to be a receiving tight end? Give him all the opportunity to make the team. Doesn't mean he's guaranteed that spot. I see him where he is. You know, they drafted a guy, albeit they drafted him hurt, but he's supposed to return to practice. And the other two guys seem to be pretty solidified there with Hockenson and Brock Wright.
Yeah, I think Funchess could make this interesting, but it's the kind of deal where one preseason game and a few good practices, you don't make the roster for that. You have to be consistent all throughout. But it's interesting. One to keep an eye on. All right, offensive line. In, Taylor Decker, Penei Sewell, Jonah Jackson, Halepuʻu Vaivaitai, Frank Ragnow, with the backups being Evan Brown, Matt Nelson, and Tommy Kramer. Work to do. Logan Stenberg, Obinna Eze, Dan Skipper is on that list, Kevin Jarvis, name ones that people might know. Here's what he wrote about the offensive line in a Justin Rogers analysis of who, early analysis, who's going to make it. We know the starters can say with similar conviction that Brown and Nelson are the top reserves, with the latter routinely stepping in to replace Decker on days he's been held out of practice. A case can be made to keep one or two more linemen, but given some special teams considerations, the other spots on the roster, we're just going with one in this projection. In my opinion, the decision comes down to Kramer or Stenberg. We're giving the edge to Kramer, first because he proved his abilities in regular season action as an undrafted rookie a year ago, and two because he's clearly been a better player this offseason. Interestingly, PFF graded him as the team's top pass blocker in Friday's preseason opener. If Stenberg doesn't make it, that'll be a disappointment. That was a guy they put a reasonably high draft. Was it fourth round? A
couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to cut a fourth rounder after year two. But if he doesn't make it, he doesn't make it.
He's not a Brad Holmes draft pick. He was part when he and Jonah Jackson drafted together a couple years ago.
So yeah.
That was the last Bob Quinn draft.
True, but it's still disappointing. I mean,
absolutely, particularly from what we've heard about Logan Stenberg. Plays a mean streak. He loves to run block when he's road grader run, but he hasn't really shown it at the NFL level. Not in the preseason, not in training camp, and not when he gets into the game in limited duty. Is he a guy's practice squad candidate? Perhaps. I would think the same thing with Jarvis, being because he's an undrafted rookie. That's a possibility.
Yep.
You know, how many linemen do you need to keep? Look, I mean, he's looking at eight offensive linemen to keep. Is
yes,
that enough?
Five starters and three backups.
Okay.
Kang, would anybody offensively catch your eye there or anything surprise you?
The seven receivers, to be honest with you, that's a bit much.
Yeah.
It worries me, even though apparently he's looked good in practice and things like that. The Trinity Benson, would that be like a stubbornness of keeping him because you made a trade for him? Because if he's not going to be on this team, if you have enough guys ahead of him, then move on. You know, I don't think it's a mistake to be like, hey, I made a mistake maybe with
don't
this
double
one.
Down on the mistake,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that kind of stands out a little bit.
All right, we'll go over the defensive roster projection coming up next. Another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That at 12:35. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.